In this country, the price of fancy cheeses, pastas, and wines from Europe are all affected by the value of the dollar relative to the euro. The euro dropped to its lowest level in 4 years this spring, but it's been climbing recently. The European currency is trading today at about $1.30, up significantly from just a few weeks ago when it was around $1.20. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports on the impact at a food store.
At Formaggio Kitchen in Cambridge, Mass., owner Isan Gerdal offers specialty foods from all over Europe.
Cheeses, oils, vinegars, pastas, chocolates, you name it.
And all for a pretty steep price. But of course, that has a lot to do with the value of the euro.
It's been quite a challenge. And when dollar started losing against the euro, we got hit kind of a double whammy. Not only it was costing us more to buy European goods, the Europeans raised their prices.
That's because the Chinese were importing large quantities of European milk, which pushed up the prices of European cheeses. At the same time, less than positive economic news here in the U.S. pulled down the value of the dollar. It's a complicated set of forces that requires some sophisticated strategies for small business owners like Isan Gerdal.
What we did is started to monitor the euro almost daily. And whenever we saw a little drop, we would purchase futures or bid, you know, a large amount of money and try to fix a price.
So when the euro hit historic lows against the dollar, Gerdal contracted to buy about $300,000 worth of foods at that low exchange rate, in effect gambling that the euro wouldn't continue to fall. He says he's lost big money trying to hedge against currency fluctuations like this. But this last time, the strategy worked and allowed him to bring some of his prices down.
The things that we could pass the savings on were things that we're bringing every week. You know, the mountain cheeses, the fresh goat cheeses that comes from France, England, Belgium, things that I know that I have a stronger dollar on, and I bought futures for it.
As for what to expect in the coming months, Brian Bethune, an economist for IHS Global Insight outside of Boston, says more of the same, which means more volatility.
In fact, the euro was as high as 151 and was as low as 120. We're probably going to see the euro rebound for a period of time here, but as you get towards the end of this year, it'll probably start to track down again.
But back at Formaggio Kitchen in Cambridge, these price fluctuations don't really seem to matter to customers like Jean Fetchheimer and Judith Levine.
Well, I can honestly tell you that I would never notice because when I come here to get things, I'm not being a very prudent, cost-conscious shopper.
I buy cheese, I buy bread, salami, charcuterie, you know, those kinds of items. I do feel I'm contributing to the global economy.
But if variations in the value of the euro matter little to them, they matter a lot to small business owners like Isan Gerdal.
Did you think that you were going to have to sort of be a little bit of a macroeconomist to do a business like this?
No, I didn't. And but, you know, you kind of catch up quickly when you take some serious losses.
Gerdal says he feels pretty good about the future, at least until the next round of currency fluctuations. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Cambridge.